listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
All right, all right. It's AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we're here bringing you another podcast, episode 48, part one of a three-part podcast.
48 part one, John. That reminds me, we've got episode 50 coming up. That's a big anniversary show.
Big anniversary.
And we have no idea what we're going to do for that. Maybe we'll just open up the Skype line. It'll be one big clusterfuck.
Yeah, just to irritate some people we know.
You know, I was thinking about that 50, and I started thinking, boy, then the next one, the next big one, I guess, would be 100. And I could see us hitting 100, right?
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, 250? I don't know. 500? No, definitely not 500.
Really? You don't think we'll hit 500?
Do you think we'll hit 500? Would be 10 years.
Oh, would it?
Roughly.
Yeah. Why not?
If we do once a week.
What's wrong with 500, man?
Episode 500?
Episode 500, part one.
Do you think we'll have 12 listeners by then?
12-year-old listeners.
Oh.
No doubt.
Because you know what we are, John.
Yeah, we're nonces. Which I got to hand it to Cage. He finally clued me in, so we weren't in on the joke the whole time. That nonces are... In the UK, it's slang for kitty fiddler.
Kitty fiddler.
Kitty fiddler.
I don't think that's a joke. I'm not laughing. Are you laughing, John?
No, we're going to call our lawyer.
You just were laughing.
Was I?
But I'm not laughing.
I'm not laughing.
Hey, call us whatever you want, but pedophile, that's...
Yeah.
That's even, you know...
That's libel.
Yeah. Especially in the UK.
According to Cage, though, they...
Oh, wait a minute. It's April 2nd.
Oh, right.
Okay.
April Fool's Day after. So we're back again. What are you drinking there, Scott?
I'm drinking a Merlot that you poured for me.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name.
I whizzed in it a little bit.
Oh, is that what the acidic taste
little,
is?
Yeah, that
twang. I thought it was the tannins, but apparently it's your urine.
It's panis.
Panis.
Tannins.
Tannins?
It's a little panis.
Panis. Oh, from your panis. Yeah, right. I get it now, John. That's funny.
You idiot. So, yeah.
So, episode 47, we had special Ed in, the Bush apologist. And
his wife is tired of hearing him say, I love Bush. I got word of that today.
Well, it has so many different meanings. It could have.
Right, right.
I guess she knows what he's talking about, because I don't.
It's a double entendre, Scott.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, I believe so. Unless I'm screwing up another word, which is probably possible. I would say, yeah, there's a good chance in hell. Yeah.
So you talked to Professor Tom. He might be around for part two for a Skype call.
Yeah.
Because I want to interview him about his CDC gig juggling.
Well, I don't know if we're supposed to say that or not.
Oh.
Nice going, asshole.
You'll have to take it out in post. I don't have a PC at my disposal. All right, well, I am him and see if we could ask him about that. He posted it on the forum.
Yeah, I know.
So
I
couldn't. All right. Got me all nervous. CDC, the Center for Disease Control.
Yeah.
Now they have money to hire a juggler. I love Professor Tom having a gig and all.
Center for Dick Control, I think.
But my tax dollars are going so they can hire a juggler?
Big tax dollars, man. They're doing it to fight obesity.
All right.
Show kids how to run around and chase the balls that he drops.
But he's good at it, so he's not going to drop any.
No, he ain't going to drop any.
No.
He's going to
hold on to his balls.
That's right.
And
not let him get away and phone up the show.
That's right. I don't think his balls will ever be calling in.
That's right.
What was I? Oh, you know, I was thinking we have our, you know, we are a band, John.
We
have
are,
our
that's
gig
right.
April 29th.
We are a band.
The Beacon Tap. Just go to our website. There's links and you can find it somewhere. Anyway,
Professor Tom can't make it. He's going to be, that's the night he has the gig, right?
Right.
At the CDC?
Yep.
But I'm thinking if we ever do a gig and Professor Tom's come down, Professor, whatever. If he comes down, I wonder if he'd be interested in doing a little 10-minute, 5-minute thing in between gigs, sets, I mean.
Yeah.
In between sets.
Then he could throw his card around, you know.
Throw his card, promote, whatever he wants.
Yeah. No doubt. We
so
won't
we'll
pay him a dime.
Him. Oh, no.
We'll give him all the free drinks he wants.
Right. And no, since he only drinks water, yeah. I mean, we're golden.
Golden, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and that reminds me, John, I've been listening to a lot of radio, FM radio, and I'm so goddamn sick of hearing free FM.
I know.
It's free FM. Free FM. And it's not. It's not free, and here's why. Because I got to listen to goddamn commercials in the first place.
Right. You don't have to. You can turn it off.
Well, here's the deal. I got 18 presets in my car, right?
Yeah.
So you get a commercial, you go to the next station. Have you ever... go on to every station and
they're all commercials, yeah.
Isn't that so goddamn frustrating?
Yeah.
Oh, but it's free FM. And then the other thing about it that pisses me off is it's not free. There's nothing free speech-wise about
it. Right, right.
Because they can't say penis. They can't say Oprah.
Sucker.
Oprah can.
Right.
For whatever reason. Because she's a black woman from the South or something. I don't know.
She was talking about poop the other day.
Did she have a cool song like we have to warn the listeners that they're going to be talking about
she
duty?
She does not.
So she just gets right into it, starts talking about poop.
Feces, poopy. We're going to talk about duty. Feces, poopy. We're going to talk about duty. Feces, poopy. We're going to talk about duty. Feces, poopy. We're going to talk about duty.
That's right. She doesn't have a warning.
She doesn't have any of that crap. There's, she just starts talking about it. She starts talking about vag. She starts talking about cock. And they don't do anything to Oprah, but nobody else can.
Well, I'm not sure she says cock. You know, Frank, you have such a big cock. Could you please tell the ladies about...
They can't even say tit on the radio.
Tit.
I don't even know if they can say breast anymore.
And
so what is so free about that, John?
Something on the forum was pretty funny about boobs and tits. And I said I prefer the term tits.
Tits.
And I believe it was Sinman Girl that prefers boobs because you could say boobalicious, boobacious, boobalooba, hubba-lubba baboobas or whatever.
Between tit and boob?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like tits because it sounds more like a food, you know? Tater tits, you just pop them in your mouth.
Yeah, I like boobs better.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you freak.
I don't know,
tits.
Boobs, I guess I'm more of a hand kind of a guy.
Yeah, but I like the nice tits. Oh, you got nice tits, man.
Hand, boobs.
Oh, I like your boobs.
That sounds so gay.
Well, no. I'm not, I never talk to my women. Never. I've
really?
Never. No.
Oh, what's wrong? You got to be kidding me.
No.
I don't want
to talk to them.
Oh, man. Squeeze your nipple.
I stop talking after the transaction. You know what I'm saying?
What transaction?
The money. What are we going to get for what? Here's your money. That I stop. I don't say another word.
Right. Oh, Amsterdam, right.
No. Amsterdam. I'm talking about on my way over
Take
here.
Take that out of post, right?
Getting hit on by prostitutes.
Right. Yeah, we got a neighborhood like that, too, man. You got to watch out.
Right.
How about your neighborhood in PR?
PR?
Yeah, the UPS guy, what was he saying?
Oh, no, oh, and no, that was in Mount Prospect.
Oh.
Really? Yeah, we really liked our block, and a guy drove up in his UPS truck that I used to work with, I hadn't seen in a couple of years, and he's like, hey, dude, man, how's it going? Hey, good, good. Oh, dude, man, if I were you, I'd move off this block, because, like, I deliver this fucked up sex shit, like, four houses down. To this guy, and then two doors across the street.
It's probably Professor Tom.
I deliver this, like, these ball gags and leather shit and... What? And then I made the mistake of telling my wife.
Oh, my God! Let's get the fuck out of here!
Yeah. And you said you don't think UPS guys are supposed to say that kind of crap.
Oh, Rick said that.
Was that Rick? Yeah.
Yeah.
was a guy I used to work with, Dean.
Well, the stuff is supposed to come discreetly, I think, like adamandeve.com or something.
Those UPS guys probably open it up anyway.
I remember a girl in high school that used to get stuff sent to her in the mail as a joke. Like some old boyfriend or something got pissed at her and started sending stuff to her house. Like big giant dildos, and her mom would open it up, and she's only like, you know, 16.
That's an outstanding idea.
You remember that one grab bag thing we did at 222 for Christmas?
222?
Yeah.
We did a grab bag?
Yeah.
Did I participate?
You got Papucci, that big fucking Elmer Fudd hat.
Oh, right,
right. The big flaps and everything.
Yeah.
You know, we are all getting funny gag gifts, but nothing too over the top. What does he give Joe's wife? A big black dildo. For Christmas.
Double-sided?
No, it was just one big honking.
Just one big.
She's like, oh, thanks. What am I going to do with that? And it's like, dude, it's not a bachelorette party, you idiot.
He's so goddamn retarded.
He's coming in, man.
Is he going to be
a guest?
Couple
weeks. I don't know. Going to try and get him in here.
Well, what's going to be great, if he is a guest, people are going to be like, hey, man, why did you fuck with his vocals? Didn't he want to be disguised?
No.
Did he want people to know?
No, you got to see him and hear his vocals.
Oh, maybe we should put a camera on him then.
It's not, because he's what? He's as tall as you, or taller, isn't he?
He's probably a little taller, like 6'2".
Yeah.
Probably 350.
And he talks like this, hey! Hey, Lear! You shit stabber.
Shit stabber, you. Look at somebody painted your self-portrait. You stupid ass. Shit stabber.
It's like high pitch Eric.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, we haven't been to New York in a long time.
I would love to go back to New York. I love New York. I felt at home, immediately at home. I didn't feel, even when we were almost mugged.
Right.
I felt completely safe. I did, the only thing that threw me off was the human feces on the stoop of the apartment.
Right.
Yeah, Other than that.
The thing about it was, when we were there, of course, the Twin Towers were still there. Mm-hmm. And, it was still really shady down in the Times Square. It wasn't all cleaned up like it is now.
But they were starting to clean it up. I mean, there was a lot of construction going
right,
on, and
right.
MTV had a presence down there, and
right, Radio City Music Hall.
They were starting to clean it up.
We saw No Doubt practicing on the. I think we covered this about 10 million podcasts ago.
Right. Check the logs.
But it was a fucking great time. And you're right. I felt at home, too. You felt it. You said you would take a gig down there working. You didn't want to live there, but you'd take like a 6-8 month gig.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, easily.
Was I married at that time?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. If I was single, definitely.
Maybe you weren't married the first time. We went there twice, right?
Yeah, I probably wasn't the first time.
Because the second time we went to the strip club, and I remember you calling your wife the next morning. Hi, honey.
They made me go to the strip club.
Yeah, they made me.
It was gross. I just stayed at the front. And then even then, these strippers came over and forced themselves. And I had to talk to them. But I was really polite.
And I had to pay $7 for a shot glass of beer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that place was shady, man.
All strip clubs are shady.
No, that place was something fucking weird. That was, you know, you're back to the wall and you're shoulder to shoulder with a guy, and this chick's doing a lap dance on the guy next to you, and he's like leaning on you, and you're like, oh, dude, get off of me. Yeah, that was kind of surreal. And then Tony and Joe get suckered into buying buying some chicks some wine, which was just grape juice. And they just sat on them and rubbed their backs and all this stuff while they drank the juice, trying to get them to go in the back room for $2.50 a pop. Oh, it's discreet billing on your credit card.
$2.50, and here's what their motive is. Try to get this a-hole to touch me, and then I could bring security in to beat the shit out of him and throw him out the back door.
Steal everything he's got. And it was funny, because when we walked in, that there was a chick in the corner with a guy, and he had his trench coat wrapped around her, and he was getting a hand job.
Nice. Happy ending.
Love places like that. Well, I got some comments, not many, because nobody gives a shit anymore.
Well, I told them not to vote, and if you're going to vote, vote for Pod Riot. Don't vote for us. But if you'd like to leave a comment, we will... I think we almost read all of our comments
on air,
John. Vote
for us. What does it hurt? Why are you like that?
Vote for Pod Riot, all right? Don't vote for us.
You're a dictator.
What, are we going to ask people to vote twice? Vote once for us and once for Pod Riot? Fuck that. Like, I got time for that.
Yeah, okay.
I don't even have time to vote for us.
You're like George Bush now.
I am like George Bush. Why?
Dictator.
Oh.
Fucking dictator.
Anyway, how's your dick? Station machine. How's your dick?
That's funny.
Okay, comments. Get some backing. Get some backing.
You're sick when you read comments, man.
All right. This one is from the MySpace. This is from Lori. I actually have to write something exciting here? I thought it was just a friend thing. It's not always about the podcast. Oh, wait. John, don't pick on Scott, because Whale Rider was a super movie.
Fucking A.
You know you were sobbing when shit was flying out of your red raw asshole.
Whatever that has to do with Whale Rider, I don't know.
I don't know. Isn't funny that even when Limeys are pissed off, they still sound really fucking polite? Even when they have a tampon shoved up them.
Yeah, how about that?
They do. And Lori, thanks for bringing up Whale Rider again, because, John, I defy you to see Whale Rider and not blubber like I did. Get your kids to watch it. It's a great movie.
Dude, I blubber. What did I blubber at recently? Oh, King Kong.
I didn't even cry at King Kong,
I was watching King Kong last night.
Which part?
I was watching King Kong with my son. I said, Nate, are you sure you want to watch this? Now, he's only, seven, I think. Well, how old is he?
Probably seven, yeah.
Six or seven. So I said, are you sure you want to watch this? Yeah, Dad. Oh, this is going to be cool, you know, because he played the video game and all that. So I said, all right, buddy, okay, but it's going to be scary. So I didn't think he was going to bail out until, you know, Kong shows up. He bails out when the little native girl shows up in the middle of the village with her arm outstretched. And the scene where,
where
Jack
they first
Black
arrived,
yeah,
right?
is offering some candy to her.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, I'm freaked out. I'm out of here.
And he was freaked out.
He runs as fast as he can from the seat you're sitting in right now,
right?
All the way up to his room.
I was freaked out, and I'm 41. That shit freaked me out. And I remember when we talked about that movie, the one thing I said was kudos to the casting director.
Yeah.
For picking those natives.
Freaks.
Jesus H. That would scare the shit would fall right out of my ass when I saw one of those people. In real life.
Yeah, they were a little freaky.
And Jack Black offering him candy?
Yeah. Here, it's chocolate. Have some. And then he's like wrestling with her. Leave her alone. You know, so.
So what, getting, you're trying to avoid the subject here, but when did you weep in King Kong?
Oh, at the end.
At the end?
Yeah.
When he falls off the building?
Yeah, because it wasn't the planes and the bullets that killed him, Scott.
What was it?
Beauty. Beauty.
It was beauty that slay the beast,
slay
John.
The beast.
Yeah, that line was hokey, if you ask me.
'Tis beauty that slayed the beast.
Yeah. What other comments we got there, Johnny?
This is from Daisy. I loves my Total Talk nonsense.
Thanks, Daisy. Thank you for the support.
One of the few. New listener says, after sifting through the crap that is the top 10 in comedy, I stumbled upon you dumbasses. Sweet! Tillman R.
Tillman R.
Tillman
Sweet.
R. Tillman R.
That's hot, man.
Keep the voting alive. Just a vote. No funny from Mysterious Poet D.
Do you think he's poet in our forum?
I believe so. Poet. The poet, I think, is he's the free haters guy.
Free haters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two April Fools. Assalamu alaikum to my two favorite goofs who are also in a band. Because they are a band. Right, John? Hope your asses are flu-free soon and hide your rugs and carpets. Mmm, carpet from Airwolf.
Airwolf, now he's in Milwaukee. Is he going to come down for the gig? Is he gonna try to make it?
Hey, Airwolf, come on down. Bring the wife. We'll have a great time. The 29th of April. That's right. The 29th of April features A Kangaroo Court live at the Beacon Tap and Displays.
Is it possible we can get t-shirts by then, John?
I don't think so.
We'd have to act today, right?
It takes
act
about
now.
6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Yeah. Maybe. What kind of t-shirts?
With technology today?
We could try.
Talk nonsense t-shirts.
We could try.
Yeah, we should get
that
going.
We could put them on Cafe Press and order them from ourselves.
No, forget that. Let's buy 300 bulk original TTN t-shirts.
Wow.
And, like, if it ever does take off, Total Talk Nonsense, then they're like collector's items.
Collectibles,
you know what I'm saying,
on eBay. That's right. We got Keep Your Tits Up from Lori. I loves my Total Talk Nonsense. John and Scott Rock and Such from Daisy.
Okay, you're reading things twice now.
Yeah, but this is from another... I'm not reading it twice. It's a different post.
It's a different post?
So we only have three fans, Scott, so
all
shut
right,
up.
So can we be selective about comments and posts?
No, we don't have many.
We have to read everyone?
Oh, yeah. Even one sent from somebody I know.
Well, that's incentive for you people out there to comment for us on Podcast Alley. John will read every goddamn one of them.
Fuck off. All right. Ha-ha! The heavy metal episode rules, submitted by J.B. Morley.
J.B. Morley.
Morley.
Nice.
I think that's a French. That's it, Scott. That's all we got this week.
That's all right.
It's a new month, so vote for us.
Oh, that's right. It
you
is
know,
a new month.
Why don't we start proxy voting?
It is a new month, John. If we're going to proxy vote, do it for Pod Riot. I don't want any of that tainted voting at TTN. Because we're all about free speech.
Easy, dude.
And honesty, even if we're wrong. And we're all about stupidity, John.
Yes.
Stupidity. And I'll get to my stupidity later.
You will.
Yes.
It's out of sight.
All right, John, you see any movies?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you see?
I saw the Ice Age 2. The Meltdown.
Ice Age 2, The Meltdown.
Yeah.
And
it was great. I thought it was hilarious.
Did
but
you
I
see
guess
the first
got...
one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it as good or better?
I thought it was better. I was laughing my freaking ass off because the Sloth, played by Leguizamo,
right,
is funnier than shit. He's pretty funny. And I went there. I met Rick at the theater with his kids. And they're all lined up, and Rick bought them candy at Walmart and snuck it in.
Oh, teaching them already,
yeah,
huh?
And his son Ben was like, hey, is this cool? You know, he's tapping his breast of his jacket like he's packing.
Mm-hmm.
And every 10 seconds, the kids are getting up asking Rick, can I open this candy, Dad?
What was he saying? No.
No, he was saying yeah.
Well, then they open it, right?
Yeah. Dad, can I open my candy? Each one, he's got three kids, you know, each one came
oh,
to him.
Oh, right,
Dad,
right.
Can I open my candy now? Yeah, go ahead. And at first, both he and I sat in front of the kids, and his son was like, Dad, I can't see. So Rick's sitting, he's laying on the seat. And he finally goes, Ben, what do you want me to do? So he goes down to the row in front of me. So it's Rick in a row in front of me, then me, and then the kids behind us. And I'm like, oh, great. Got all this room. It's pretty crowded. Sure enough, the movie's 10 minutes into it, and this group of people show up, and they have to sit right next to me.
Oh,
right
I
in front
that.
Of the kids. And And the guy sits right next to me, and he looks me right in the eyes, and he smiles like hi there.
Like there's other room in the theater, and he's going to sit right next to you. Ah, fuckers.
They could have moved down one more seat, and they would have had still an empty seat on either side of him. But they sat right there, and he looks at me, and he smiles like a big...
Hi. Like a big weenie.
How you doing? So... we're watching the movie, and Rick has this guy sitting about three seats away from him that every fucking line in the movie, everything.
Was it contagious, infectious?
No. It was annoying. I was going to whip a rock at him. Every second it was, you know, it'd be like dead silent in there, and you'd hear the sloth step on a stick and it'll go, and he go.
Was it the guy from Dig? What's his name?
No, I don't know.
There's Kevin Rose, and who's the other guy? The other guy's the cackler. He's cackling all the time.
Right. Liquid water.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so the movie was really good. Then we hightailed our ass out of there.
I hate when that happens, you know, but here's what... We used to go to the movie every Sunday night, but then this podcasting crap came up. Anyway, what I do now...
sorry.
To avoid...
You want to change that? Should we
what
change
I do
it?
Now to avoid that crap is I go to the matinee.
Right.
I cut out of work, take a half day, I go to the very first show, and there's really nobody in there. I get my choice of seats... And there's none of those annoying goddamn people in there on their cell phones or the ones who talk back to the screen.
Right.
Or the ones that smell like shit.
I went to a movie once with this guy. You know him. Dan.
Dan.
From Exide.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're watching this movie, and he gets up, and he walks away. And then he comes back. And then he walks away again, and he comes back, and he's like, hey, man, do you smell shit? No? Okay, cool. And he gets up, and he comes back again, and he sits down, and he says, hey, man, are you sure you don't smell any shit? No. Why? Well, we got to go. I said, why? What? What happened? He goes, well, I farted. But actually,
he sharted.
I shit my pants. Yeah, he sharted.
Oh, he couldn't go to the bathroom and clean himself up. They have bathrooms at the movie theater.
Well, he browned his pants. I'm like, dude, can't you just throw your underwear in the fucking garbage and just...
That's what I did at Michigan State when I sharted. So you had to leave.
We had to leave.
What was the movie? Did you ask for your money? Say,
no.
Well, give me the price of the ticket.
No, I didn't.
I had to leave because you shit your pants? Is he coming in to be a guest?
No, it was like, yeah, he will be.
All right.
He'll never remember that, but we were like.
We'll remind him.
We went and saw like DEF CON 2 or something, or one of those really bad, you know, back in the day when every week there was a Chuck Norris Vietnam movie coming out.
Right.
Like something Valor or Uncommon Valor or some shit like that. So, yeah. Do you smell shit, man? No, I don't. What happened? I farted and I think I shit my pants. Well, I did, actually. We got to go.
When he did fart, was he trying to make it like a joke? Like, hey, listen to this. Or did he try to sneak one out and it
No, he was
sprayed.
Trying to sneak it out and he got
You see, that's the problem.
He got water ass. Got
to be honest. You got to say, hey, man, I'm going to let some gas go here. Well, I saw some movies, John. I took my daughter and we went and saw The Shaggy Dog.
You did?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm calling you. This is
Rick. And listen to this cast, yeah. John. Okay, Tim Allen. He's, you know, Tim Allen.
Right.
Kristen Davis. She's hot. She's like in our age, John, and she's right. Still hot. Danny Glover. Robert Downey Jr., Academy Award winner. Jane Curtin. Philip Baker Hall, very outstanding character actor. And this movie was a pile of shit, John. and just let me give you the synopsis. Husband, that's Tim Allen, has to turn into a dog to realize what a great family he has. There you go. There's the movie right there. But anyway.
No, you didn't laugh at all?
I didn't. I did like Robert Downey Jr.'s performance. He was evil. He was an evil guy. And he was funny. I thought he was funny. But that was
jacked
it.
Up.
But the thing that I hated about this movie, and you know you're going to see a movie. It's a remade movie. It's a kids movie. It's aimed at kids. The minimum that they can do is make it economical for me, John. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't waste scenes. Don't waste lines of dialogue that lead to nothing. I hate that. And there was a ton of that crap. So I don't know. Do I got to get the DVD now to see what they deleted, to see where the story went that they were trying to tell? I don't know. And you watch the movie and you're like, okay, I can suspend my disbelief to believe that Tim Allen would turn into a dog, right? But then there's some unbelievable stuff that happens in this movie.
Come in here. Take your headphones off right now. Come in here.
Why? Did you shit?
Just come in here. All right. Take them off right now.
Oh, my word.
Professor Tom just said it to me. I'm sorry, man. That's a dirty trick.
We're in the middle of this thing, and I open up a fucking picture he sends me.
Excuse me. I will never leave the mic again. That was very unprofessional of me. And I could have waited to see that, John.
It wouldn't have the same effect, man.
You're going to have to post it on the forum.
Because everybody wants to know now when they hear this. What the fuck are we laughing at?
Well, we can release it the day we release. We'll release the podcast on Tuesday. So we'll put a forum post, episode 48, part one, photo that John laughs at. So they can participate. So here's what you do, folks. You don't open the photo until you hear this part of the podcast.
Yes, and here's a clue.
It's interactive. It's a clue. It's an interactive podcast.
That's just cruel, man. How dare you, Tom?
All right, so.
I'm sorry, you digress?
Before I was
Did you think I'm laughing at your by goddamn the,
right,
movie review?
By an 18-inch cock.
Hey!
Oh, sorry. Spoiler.
Burt.
All right. So the movie's not economical. It's unbelievable. What else can I say? My rhythm is completely screwed up, John.
Well, you said it was a big pile of shit.
Yeah, it is a big pile of shit.
How was Tim Allen?
Tim Allen's Tim Allen.
The big tongue hanging up.
I take that back. The one interesting thing about this is whoever did the special effects for Tim Allen to run like a dog on all fours.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Really?
Yeah, but other than that, it was just.
You bought it.
It was just horrible. Just horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah. Oh, and there's two references to getting fucked in the ass, too. And I thought those were very inappropriate.
For a kid's movie.
I mean, I got it.
Tom,
I don't think my daughter got it.
To fuck you in the ass.
And the other thing is his son, he wants his son to be a football player because he was a football player.
Yeah.
And his son joins the football team, but he's not any good at it.
And he gets fucked in the ass.
Do you know why he's not any good at it?
Because he's gay.
Because he wants to be the lead in Grease.
Oh.
Enough said. Okay.
Enough said. Oh, well, if that's what you want to do. So was his dad pissed off?
Well, his dad didn't know until he became a dog.
Oh, right.
Then he found out. All right, the other movie I saw, and I didn't see the whole thing, but I saw enough that it made a huge impact on me, and I can't wait to finish it. But this is one that I had to see in total privacy, John, because it was sent to me by Spike.
Oh.
And it's called Battle Royale.
Battle Royale.
And if we ever have to not practice for whatever reason. We should watch this movie or whatever. We need to find time to watch this movie. Because this is a movie that Spike sent me, and I put it in. the DVD player on Thursday, I think. Thursday.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
When I had some privacy. And let me just give you the synopsis of what this movie's about. I'll try to get through this quickly. At the dawn of the new millennium, John, Japan is in a state of near collapse. Unemployment is all-time high, and violence amongst the nation youth is spiraling out of control, with children boycotting their lessons and physically abusing their teachers. A beleaguered and near-defeated government decides to introduce a radical new measure, the Battle Royale Act, overseen by their former teacher, Kitano. In requiring that a randomly chosen school class be taken to a deserted island and forced to fight each other to the death. The act dictates that only one pupil be allowed to survive. He or she will return not as the victor, but as the ultimate proof of the lengths to which the government are prepared to go to curb the tide of juvenile disobedience.
Wow.
So they take a class randomly.
And you didn't read that. That's right off the top of your head.
Right
huh?
off the top of my head. And I could.
Wow.
You want me to do it in Japanese?
Could, yeah.
Nah, we don't have that many right. Japanese listeners.
So
anyway, they take a random class, and there's like 41 kids or 42 kids or something like that.
Yeah.
And they shoot them off to this island, and this guy gives them a speech, and he tells them why they're there. The other cool thing is they all have these collars on their necks. So if they break the rules... Yeah, their heads explode.
Oh, like Running Man.
Right. So during the orientation, I guess, to the game, he's explaining this stuff to the kids, and they're like, yeah, right.
Fuck you.
So he blows one guy's head up, and then...
gets their attention.
Right, and then some kid starts mouthing off, and he throws a knife right in the forehead of the other kid.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's kick-ass. The opening is so kick... Oh, and I got to tell you... There's this opening scene where you don't know what the fuck is going on. Well, let me digress. I didn't know what the hell was going on. Because here's how goddamn stupid I am, John. I put this movie in. It's a Japanese movie, right? And the subtitles are in... I can understand Japanese dialect. I can't understand the language.
Right.
So I can identify it as Japanese. Then the subtitles, I can identify that they're Korean, right? And I'm... Okay, so I'm watching the movie, and then I'm surfing the web to see what I'm watching. All right, maybe there's an English script I can find. So as I'm browsing, I see that, oh, it's a DVD, and I can go to the setup and select English subtitles.
English.
So I'm like, oh, shit. So 15 minutes I went through already before I figured it out. So I turned on the English subtitles. And I got through 40, 45 minutes of it, and it's really, the opening scene and the first 20 minutes are really powerful, really grab you by the balls,
you
John.
You gotta loan that to me, man.
Well, I'll watch it with you, because I haven't seen the end of it yet.
All right.
The one thing that didn't ring true to me, though, because I imagined myself in this situation, and it took 50 minutes of the movie for this to happen. But I thought, boy, if I'm in this situation, what I'm going to do, as soon as they let me out of orientation, I'm going to try to get fucked. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to convince whoever I want to fuck that, hey.
It's over.
It's over. There's only one in 41 of us that are going to make it. So let's start fucking. And I had to wait 50 minutes to even see a little bit of a scene like that. But the guy who was the guy who wanted to fuck, he was like a stalker.
Yeah.
And that, it was kind of cool how it played
so
out.
So Mr. Schmooley was in the movie.
Yes, Mr. Schmooley was in the movie, and he got his balls stabbed off. Oh, I'm sorry, I spoiled
stabbed
it.
Stabbed off?
Yes, stabbed off. Oh, the other cool thing about the movie is they hand the kids a duffel bag with some survival stuff in it.
Yeah.
And one weapon. So all the kids have all these different weapons, ranging from automatic machine guns to a paper fan.
Jesus Christ. Kind of like,
so who you kill next is what weapon you might be able to get and how you have to behave to try to overcome your yeah, I really don't know what I'm saying here. It's not really well thought out, John.
That's all right.
But Thank you so much, Spike, for opening my eyes to the Japanese theater.
So there's some quality kills, huh?
Oh, there's some definite quality kills. And the, like I said, the opening is really powerful. But then as it gets on into the movie, it starts turning into a B movie, for me anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that if I sit down and watch the thing from front to back, then it'll grip me.
Maybe you need to be medicated.
Possibly, John. Yeah. Possibly.
Well, you got more. You see other movies?
I saw one other movie.
All right. Well, let's take that into the second part.
Into part two. And, yeah. And Professor Tom, we try to want to get.
He saw it too.
Oh, okay.
So he could chime in about it.
Great. So we'll bring on Professor Tom in part two.
God damn it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.